Game, plenty happening there.
Oh, listen, it was a very, very entertaining game, so it was, and we're absolutely delighted. I feel over the past few weeks the results haven't been the ones that we totally deserve, and you know, today was once again it doesn't surprise me, you know, against the big guns, you know, we always seem to come out there and produce, and it's just about getting that the levels back and getting them on a consistent basis, so it is. So hopefully that can kick start, and it's a great way to start the festive celebrations. But I've got to commend every player in that dressing room, because we're right down to the bare wire, and they gave absolutely everything. And the biggest thing there, and the biggest performance the other day for me, was the team performance and the collectiveness and the work rate and the support that the players got for the fans right behind us. But just the wee bits of luck that you did, that I think every club needs in a game of football. We just don't be seem to getting that at the minute. There's Chris McStay just before the warm up, you know, having to make a change, etc. And we really are down to the bare bones. But there's a group of guys in there that have that unshakable character. You know, they keep believing in themselves. They believe in what the staff and that are trying to get over. You know, and I thought we thoroughly got the rewards today.
What was the problem with Chris?
I couldn't say. I was down the tunnel straight away, so I couldn't comment.
Really, a couple of great goals.
There was.
Quality, isn't
it? Yeah, but taking away his first ones, except two goals are great. You know, any goal's a good goal at this stage, Michael, to be fair. But for me, his work rate was incredible. I thought he held the ball up well. I thought, you know, for playing against two big centre-backs like Ferdice and Crichton, he won his fair share, you know. That's a David Goodwillie at his best, so it is. And when he's in that type of form and he holds that up and links, and you're getting quick support for Lamont, Johnston and Love, you know, and Tony Wallace, you know, terrific. I thought Tony Wallace, for being out for so long, I thought he was brilliant today. I did. I thought there was a player there that I've seen everything that I believe that the boy has, you know, and through lack of opportunity, whatever way you want to call it, he certainly took that today, and you know, I'm so pleased for him.
That's great. What's the situation with Alex Petkoff? Is his loan up in January?
Alex is up in January, and I thought that was probably Alex's best game in a Clyde jersey today. There's no doubt about that, and it's been pleasing as much as it's. As much as it's been frustrating that we've got Howie and key players in that out, it always gives and presents itself an opportunity for others. So it's been good to see Alec in these last 3-4 weeks, you know, getting a regular game in at centre-back there. And that is certainly what we'll gauge in what we do in the January window with him. So, you know, that was definitely his best year, game in a Clyde jersey.
It's been a while since you had a home win. Was that something you want to kick on down and start?
No, of course. And, you know, that all stems from When we lost our home record for the terrific run that we were on for unbeaten in a year, over a year, or whatever it was, you know. And then it's just so, it'd be nice to get back to that type of form where it's difficult to beat. And at home, I don't think we've ever been that far away. You know, even the Dumbarton game, I didn't think we got the end of, we were on the end of a wrong result there, and it was a very, very good performance for us. What we have to do is be ruthless like we did, and I thought we created even more chances this day than the three that we scored. But to get three, you know, I'd like to see the stats in terms of the goal scoring opportunities that we had today. But as a whole, I thought it was a very, very good game of football, with two teams that were going hammer and tong. Both sets of fans brought, you know, a good atmosphere to the game, you know, and I did thoroughly enjoy that.
Cheers, Dan.